Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you work less and make more. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, I have for you an episode that is a slight departure from the usual, but valuable nonetheless. And that is that I'm launching a new program called CPA Mastermind, and it is designed for CPAs and accountants who are solos or small firm owners to update their business model, to make changes in their businesses so that they are easy to run, more profitable to run, so that you can get your business on the path you want it to be on, make the money that you want to make, and get your life back. And I will tell you in a minute what I see in the accounting space that I think is either broken or getting in the way of most CPAs and accountants in being able to have what I just mentioned. There are a number of things that, in terms of mindset, in terms of structure, in terms of mechanics, are just not working very well for you. And there is a better way, there is an easier way, and it doesn't have to be that hard to make the changes that you need in order to get your business pointed in the right direction to get where you want to be, which for many of you, for most of you, is making a decent, a good living. You're not looking to build an empire. Some of you are. That's great. But most of you are looking to make a decent, comfortable living and work 30 hours a week. That would be awesome, right? That would be heaven for a lot of you. And that is where we can get you. And it doesn't have to be super hard. But sometimes we get stuck in our ways. We get stuck in our thinking. I've got my hand raised. I know how to be stubborn. I'm not saying anything. I know what it can be like to think that you're in a problem and it's fine and you can just live with it. So let me tell you a story just to give you a sense of what I'm talking about. And that is that a bunch of years ago, my car was parked out front, and in the middle of the night, it got sideswiped by a drunk driver. And it was fine. Everybody was fine. Nobody was hurt. The driver's side door was a little bit crumpled to the point where it wouldn't open or close. And I was like, okay, in the meantime, I still need to drive my car. What do I do? So I tested out crawling in through the way back. I crawled in the side back doors, and I crawled in the passenger side door, and I tested them all out. And it turned out that crawling through the passenger side door, crawling over the stick shift and into the driver's side was the best way in. And I was like, okay, I can make that work. And I got a little better at it over time. I'm kind of tall, like 5'9". So crawling through the seat and over the stick shift and not getting my legs all tangled, I learned that if I pushed the seats back before I got out of the car, that would make it easier. And I folded them down and like I got in a lot easier. And I was like, okay, I can live with this for a while until I find a new car. And so here I was for like 6 weeks because I couldn't find the car I wanted in the color I wanted in the town I lived in. So I just made it work, right? And I got good at it. I got fast at it. And I was like, it's no problem that I'm crawling in the passenger side door over the stick shift into the bucket seat. Press the clutch in, vroom, drive the car away. I'm like, I got this. I can totally live with this. I can manage. I got it. It's no big deal. My husband was like, would you just stop being so picky and get a car? Like, there's three available. And I'm like, yeah, but they're all silver. And I don't want silver. I want black. I want navy blue. And he's like, oh, sigh. Okay, fine. He would just watch me get inside the passenger side door. And I was like, it's cool. I can do it. I can manage. It's not a big deal. And then finally, A black Prius came up for sale in Great Falls, so I drove out there. I opened the driver's side door and I got in and I was like, oh, that is so much easier. Why did I wait this long? So we managed to convince ourselves that things are fine when we don't have a more obvious solution. And we can pretzel ourselves into positions that we don't need to when we can't find a better way, and we get better at pretzeling ourselves and we just make it work. So here's how I see this playing out in the accounting space. All kinds of CPAs and accountants are busting their tails, they're working long hours, and they are underpricing. They are positioning themselves in the marketplace as generalists. So all these things kind of feed into each other. They create the perfect storm where the accountant continues to be overworked, they continue to underprice for their services, and they continue to be busy because they're being generalists, because that is a very difficult place to market from. So it's difficult to create value, which means it's difficult to raise your prices, which means it's difficult to do less work, because in order to make it all pencil, you've got to get the work done in order to get paid. More specifically, you've got a stack of returns on extension, you've got K-1s coming in later. Guidance is changing all the time. The break that you used to get in the summertime has appeared to evaporated. Because guidance is changing, it takes more time to do research. You're always busy. It makes it impossible playing, you know, you're constantly playing catch up. And you've got so many clients because you're underpriced that it's impossible to get your work done because they're calling you from the car dealership asking you if they should buy or lease the car. Right? And you deal with that phone call, and then you get your head back into the work where you were, and then your phone rings again, and it's another client asking where their return is. And it's impossible to get any work done because your phone is ringing all the time with clients asking you about things. Right? This is compounded because you have so many clients, because you're underpriced, because it's hard to bring the value around, because you're busy being a generalist, because the marketing isn't supporting bringing in high value clients and creating high value for high value clients. And you know this when you feel that sort of gut punch, when you save a client $25,000, when you spend 30 minutes reviewing their situation and you're like, oh, 30 minutes. And you just send out an invoice for $250 and you're like, crap, I'm so good that I saved them $25,000 in 30 minutes and all I can charge them for is $250. And you're like, ugh, right? But you think to yourself, well, how do I price that in advance when I don't know how much value I can create when I haven't been inside their financials and I haven't seen their tax return? I don't know how much value I can create until I see their stuff. But then once I'm knee deep in their stuff, it's too late to quote a price because that just feels wrong and I'm in it. And now it just feels like I'm taking advantage of them and quoting them a price because I know I can save them $25,000. So how do I get out of this cycle? Right? And then it's further compounded by running all over Kingdom Come, researching the tax code, and every single client is unique. So it's hard to systematize because every single client has their own sort of custom. You need to step in and it needs to be done manually, which makes it impossible to automate processes. And because you're so busy, you can't even wrap your brain around finding somebody who can help you automate processes. And boy, wouldn't it be great to go paperless and get up onto the cloud, because you know you could sell your business for a better multiple if you were paperless and on the cloud, because then somebody who was buying didn't care that you were buried in some rural part of Illinois. But you can't get that high multiple because you're so busy answering phone calls from clients who are at the car dealership about whether they should lease or whether they should buy, that you can't get out of paper and get onto the cloud. Right? And being in paper means that things are still manual and it slows the system down. Okay, so more challenges still. In the accounting space, there's been this mindset of selling reports and deliverables. Here's your P&L, here's your balance sheet, here's your return. And that's kind of valuable. And I don't want to downplay it because I know how much effort, well, I don't really know, but I have a sense of how much effort goes into creating a P&L and a balance sheet. I mean, I know I couldn't create one, right? You went to school for a long time and studied hard so that you could create those things. And yet, from the client's perspective, that's not where the most value is. The client wants to be able to understand their financials. They want to be able to understand what's in the P&L that can help them make better, in most cases, business decisions. If you haven't been a listener to this podcast for a while, I'll just bring you up to speed that I'm not a huge fan of you building your business around orphan 1040s. So I skip ahead and I just go right to business owners and real estate investors and other places where there's lots of value that you can create with a lot less effort. And individual 1040s is not it. Unless you're doing super sophisticated stuff that's beyond what we want to talk about for this episode. But individual, there's just not a lot of value that you're going to squeeze from the 1040 sponge. presuming business returns, presuming business owners, presuming real estate investors. The P&L is like, they need to understand it. And when you just deliver the P&L and you spike the football, you're like, my work here is done. You're missing out on 60 more yards where you are home free because you've done all the legwork to get past the defense, those 200-pound guys. And now all you need to do is tuck the football under your arm, look over your shoulder, and just run. And there are business owners down there who are like, help, I need guidance. Help me make these decisions. I don't understand these numbers. I don't understand what they mean. And they're out there with nobody around them. You have no competition down there at the 80-yard line. All you got to do is go down there. But I see so many accountants and CPAs breaking through the defense, spitting out the P&L, forgive me, and the balance sheet and the tax return, and then putting their knee down and being like, I'm done. And I'm like, no. I mean, you can be done, but if you think you're done there, you're missing out on an enormous opportunity to go create a bunch of value with so much less effort for you, so much more value for your buyer, your business-owning client, your real estate investor, your stock option exerciser, your crypto, well, maybe not so much right now, but they're probably making your phone ring if you've got crypto clients. So much more value than just delivering the report and the balance sheet. And I can tell you that the vast majority of your clients do not understand their balance sheet. They might have a sense of what assets are. They appreciate liabilities or things that they owe, but equity is hard to wrap your brain around when you're a regular everyday graphic designer. What your clients want is more money, and they too are busy just like you are. They're trying to figure out how to run a business and they don't know either. And they need help and guidance understanding their numbers. They need your expertise in helping them make better decisions, especially when it comes to how much money am I going to have and when can I afford to hire people without bottoming out my bank account. And they want a much better experience. And they will pay for a much better experience. So many CPAs and accountants right now are so busy that business owning clients can't get a hold of their accountant or CPA. They get their autoresponder or they have to email you 14 times in order to hear back from you. And that is frustrating for them and it is a waste of time for them and it's a waste of time for you. You don't need 14 emails when one would suffice and they don't want to email you 14 times either. Clients, business owners are shopping for a better experience. And a better experience is an accountant who gets back to them on the regular. And they will pay for that because their business is moving quickly. They need to be able to make decisions. And if they can't get a hold of their accountant in order to get the numbers that they need, that costs them time, energy, money, frustration. Your experience of all of this is that you're overwhelmed. You're still potentially digging out from a pile of extended returns and K-1s when you have no idea when they're going to come. Your Saturdays are for catching up on your, in air quotes, real work. And your Sundays are for catching up on your inbox and cleaning it out so that you can be ready for Monday. Right? And doing this 8 to 10 hours a day, 7 days a week on repeat with no end in sight is not a life to live. This is not why you became an accountant. This is not why you got a master's in taxation to do W-2s for people. You know that you have so much more to give. I get all hot pants over here. But I know that you have more to give. I know how you have more game to bring. And so do you. But you're like, how do I bring it? Because I'm so busy all the time just trying to stay caught up on things, trying to put out fires and trying to grease the squeakiest wheel because he's over here yammering my ear and I can't focus. I need to get him his stuff so I can get him out of my face so that I can get back to the work that I need to do. Right? That's no way to run a business. And it's not why you became an accountant. You became an accountant because you love numbers, you love the puzzle that is tax, and you like helping people and you can help people. So here are some changes that need making if you want to get out from what feels like a straitjacket trap. Number one, changing the mindset that less money is better for your clients, that lower prices are better. We need to get out of this. Charging more is good for your clients. It's hard to wrap your brain around, but they get better service. You perform better. You step up because it's expensive that you know you need to deliver. And you don't need to work with as many clients. So you have more time and space to actually think about how to deliver a better product and how to get them results better and faster. Those things are all valuable to them and they're good for them. And that is what they want. Charging your clients more is good for them. Number two, CPAs have too many clients because they don't know how to market, right? This also is a brain bender. A lot of CPAs are like, oh my God, I don't need to market. I already have too many clients. No, no, no. It's the opposite. We need to dial in your marketing so that you attract great clients and you repel tire kickers and bad fit clients who are the type that are going to call you from the car dealership asking if they should buy or lease. The reason that you have those clients is because your marketing is effectively non-existent. It's broad. It talks about accounting, which nobody wants to buy. Trust me on this one. I was an engineer. I studied fluid dynamics. We didn't sell fluid dynamics. That's not what people wanted to buy. They wanted to buy a lower energy bill because we fixed the cavitation in their pipes and we worked on laminar instead of turbulent flow, which is less friction, which means your pumps don't have to work as hard, which reduces your electric bill. That's what we sold. Save money on your electric bill. We didn't talk about fluid dynamics. Nobody cares about laminar flow or cavitation. Your sophisticated buyers might want to buy accounting, but most of your buyers, they want outcomes, not outputs. And the outcomes they want are increased clarity about their financials. They want clarity about decisions. They want to have a sense of what's going to happen in the future with their money. They want to be able to see what happens if they make certain decisions. They want to be able to see what happens financially if they make certain decisions before they actually make those decisions. And they want to know when they're going to be able to talk to you. And they don't want to have to email you 14 times in order to get your ear. If you have a bunch of clients calling you from the car dealership about lease or buy, it's because your marketing is too broad in general. And so you're getting these tire kicker kinds of clients. I'm sure that they are lovely people, but they're not great for your business. And the third piece is getting you tapping into the value that your business owners, your real estate investors, your $3 million physicians in private practice, your farmers, your cryptocurrency people, your stock option planner people, whatever niche that we get you in, tapping into the value that is latent and sitting there that you're currently unable to tap because you're so bogged down for all the reasons that I've just talked about. There's so much value there and we just need you to tap into it, get it flowing, and then we can free you up from the other problems that are keeping you bogged down. I have a process that will get you out of what feels like a straitjacket, out of the habit of believing that crawling in the passenger door and climbing over the stick shift is fine. It's fine for a little while, but it's really not fine for the long term, and it doesn't have to be this way. The process that you'll go through in CPA Mastermind is the same process that I take my one-on-one clients through that has a track record of getting them fantastic results in short order. Business model changes do not need to take 15 years. We can do this work in 4 months. I've designed it so that this phase takes 4 months, and I've put it in a package whereby you have a year if you want it to take you a year, or if life gets in the way, or if there's a tax season and you get a little bit sucked in, or if there are holidays or kids' graduations or vacations. These things happen. I don't want you to feel under the gun or pressure or asking yourself, oh my God, are these the right 4 months? No, it takes 4 months. If you needed to take 6 in elapsed time, fine. If it takes you 9, fine. If it takes you 12, fine. It's better for you if it goes faster, but I want you, I've designed it so that you can relax and take it at a pace that works for you and your life and fits with the reality of seasons. So here are the 10 steps that we go through. Number one, we figure out your goals. Sometimes we get so busy that we don't even know what our goals are anymore. And some people don't even think that their goals are possible. And what they might do is undershoot because they don't think that it's possible to make a million. So they settle for 600,000. If you want to make a million, I'm going to get your site set on a million and we're going to design your thing to make a million. I'm not going to allow you to undershoot relative to what you're capable of just because you don't see the path to get there. I'm also not going to let you set your target on something that is utterly unreasonable. Yes, I believe that anything is possible, but that doesn't mean that anything is possible in the next 6 months. Okay, so another quick story. a long time ago, I did an Ironman. I signed up. I didn't know how I was going to swim 2.5 miles because when I signed up, the longest I'd ever swam was less than a mile across Cayuga Lake. I was with the men's varsity team and I got pulled out of the water because I was so far behind them that the rescue boat yanked me. And I was like, I don't know if I could. Okay, so I get yanked. I get put in the rescue boat. And I was like, huh, that was supposed to be one of my training tests to see if I could swim a mile across Cayuga Lake. And I got pulled out halfway across. I didn't know if I could swim 2.5 miles or not. But I decided that it was possible and I would just figure out how. But I didn't let not knowing how yet stop me from deciding that it was possible. I also didn't know how I was going to swim 2.5 miles and then go bike 112 miles. And I didn't know how I was going to stop biking 112 miles and then go run a marathon. I didn't know how I was going to do all those things. And oh, by the way, the race that I signed up for was in New Zealand. So I was going to go live there and train there so I could train in their summertime. I didn't know how I was going to do all those things. I didn't know where I was going to live. I didn't know what kind of car I was going to buy when I got there. I didn't know when I signed up how I was going to do an Ironman. I didn't know all the pieces. There was a lot for me to learn. But I didn't let not knowing how I was going to do it stop me from deciding that I was going to do it and then figuring out along the way how to do it. It was deciding to do it and then taking the steps that I figured out how. Okay, so just to bring this back down to earth for you, I'm not asking you to sign up for an Ironman. It's not going to be nearly that painful. I have a lot of the steps for you. And we're not going to know exactly how you do it until you've done it. It's only once you've done it that you turn around and you look and you're like, oh, that's how to do it. A lot of accountants and CPAs get stuck deciding to do something because they say to themselves, I don't know how to do it. And then the next logical thought is, well, if I don't know how to do it, I can't move forward figuring out how to do it. And then I don't do it, right? And they get stuck with the belief that if I don't know how to do it, I can't do it. And then they create the reality that they don't in fact know how to do it. Your thoughts show up in your results. I've been talking about this. And if you think I don't know how to do it, you will never learn how to do it. So the change in mentality is to decide to do it and then figure out the steps along the way. And I have the steps. They are set your goals, right? What do you want to create? And then we need to benchmark. A lot of CPAs and accountants are so busy that they don't know exactly how many clients they have, how many individual returns they're doing, how many corporate returns they're doing, how many individual returns are tied to partnerships. They might have a little bit of a sense, but we need to get specific about exactly what you have in your client roster so that we know what we're dealing with, so that we know what we want to keep and what over time we're going to move off of your plate. And then we can figure out the strategy to get you from where you are, which is how many clients, how much money, how many hours a week, to where you want to be, which is how many clients, how much money, how many hours a week. And from there, we can determine the strategy to get you from where you are to where you want to be. We need to set that course. We need to have a point at the front of your ship. Otherwise, you're trying to sail an inner tube and you just spin in a circle. If you don't have a strategy, it's like sailing an inner tube. You just go in a circle. Okay, so step number two is we figure out your strategy. Step number three is we determine your ideal buyer, right? Who is it that you really want to work with? You probably already know, and I can almost guarantee you that you're just too hesitant to go after it. But anytime I work with a CPA, they already come to me with a couple of ideas, and they have one that they're leaning toward. And it just takes talking it out and figuring out who it is and what problems they have and how you can help them to make the choice to figure out what is going to fit you like a glove. So often your niche is already inside of you, already know it. We just need to get you over some hurdles to get you moving in that direction. It's like having your niche already inside of you is like having the boat that's like tied up to the pier. It's like, no. Like, we got it. We know where we're going. We know the conditions are safe. There's no giant hurricane out there. We can untie you from the pier. Let's get this ship sailing. But when it's our own business and there's so much going on, it's admittedly hard to see and it just feels safer to keep yourself tied to the pier. But your boat was not meant to stay in the harbor. Okay, so number four, we need to figure out value. Value is this esoteric concept, but we need to get you to get your brain around it because there's so much value that as an accountant or CPA, you can provide to your clients. So much value that it kills me. So much value, but it's this esoteric thing. We need to make it concrete. we can figure out the quantitative value you can provide. We can figure out the qualitative value that you can provide for your clients. And there's value to be created in the experience, making the experience better for your client. Less friction, less hassle, less headache, better communication, faster onboarding, less friction in the onboarding, more digital in the onboarding. Like, don't send them a bunch of paper for a direct deposit and have them fax it in. Like, I don't have a fax. Right? Let's cut the friction from your process. There's so much value to be created when you cut the friction from your process. It's the reason that people go to Amazon to buy a book instead of thinking about if they should ride their bike or drive their car to the bookstore, or should I even go now? Is it raining? If I get in my car, then I'm going to have to find parking, and then I'm going to have to get out and phone wallet keys, and oh my God, am I going to be back in time to pick up my kid from school? And if I go to the store, I'm going to have to talk to somebody who I don't want to talk to and make small talk, and what if I bump into somebody I know? I would love to support my local bookstore, but I'm just going to Amazon, right? That's friction. We want to cut that for your buyer, because when Amazon figured out how to cut that for buyers, look at what happened. Okay, we got to figure out what your ideal buyer wants in terms of a package and a price. How are you going to get them the results that they're looking for? They want more than a P&L and a balance sheet. How are you going to get them results and outcomes? We need to put this into a package that they can buy, because otherwise accounting services is just way too nebulous, and it sets you up to sell transactional stuff. And like all the micro, do I want AR and PR and AP and payroll? And that was redundant. Sorry. Do I want like month end close? And do I like all these things? And they're like, I don't know if I want those things. I just want to understand my numbers. If you don't package in price, it sets up the a la carte, and then there you get into nickel and diming, like, why is accounts payable this much money? I could just do this myself. Package and price, bronze, silver, gold, sets your buyer up to be like, okay, which one of these is right for me, not am I going to work with you or not, right? You've heard Mark Stiving from Impact Pricing on my podcast talk about which one decision or will I decision, and you want your buyers making a which one. Which one am I going to buy from you? Not will I buy from you? So when we do bronze, silver, gold, and then we give you a paid strategy session that's 1 hour for $495 or $295 if you're not there yet, and a half day session at $1,200 or $2,500, depending on how much value you can confidently provide, you set your buyer up to think, which one of these do I want to buy from you? Not will I buy from you? And then they go think about it in air quotes, I need to talk to my husband in air quotes, and then you never hear from them again. And there goes 45 minutes down the drain. Okay, that was steps 5 and 6, package and price. Step 7, we have to get this up on your website. You can stick with your current website if you want to. My experience has been watching my clients try and update an existing website is they can't get in touch with their web guy. The web guy protests, he pushes back. You can't get access to your host, blah, blah, blah. It's all kinds of friction and red tape, and we can't make the updates, and it slows their progress down. You can stick, if you've got a great web guy that you get in touch with, or you want to stick with your existing website, you can. I work with Knapsack Creative. I love them. They do a great job. They provide a great service, high value, fair price, and you get a great looking website. We can help you write the web copy so that you're not wound around that axle, so that you're writing copy in English or your second language if you prefer, but you're writing copy in regular English that regular people need to read to understand what on earth it is you can provide for them. If you launch into section 704B of the tax code, you have lost them. So, compelling, clear, concise content on a great website that was designed in this decade, right? Not in the 1940s with flashing banner ads across the top. Okay, and then now that we know who your ideal buyer is and what the value is that you can provide, and you have packages and prices, now we need to find more ideal buyers, right? You probably have 5 or 12 that you love, and you're like, how do I replicate these people? So that's step 8, replicating your ideal buyers, right? We want you to have one conveyor belt inside your business, not 7. We want a conveyor belt, an assembly line that is designed for your ideal buyer, and we want as many ideal buyers going through that one assembly line. But we got to figure out where they are, we got to figure out what they respond to, and this is the part of the process that is number 9, test, experiment, see what the results are. I have a more science engineering background. I'm okay with testing and experimenting. I don't mind it so much. And I also appreciate that numbersy people, linear thinkers like us, we like nice, neat, clean answers, right? So we can work together on this to run experiments that are contained so you don't feel like you're just flailing in the dark and wondering when you're going to bump into a wall. I will help you make small, bite-sized experiments that you can go test that you're like, yep, that's a good idea. Let me go test it. Give it a couple weeks, see how it works. But we're not running experiments that are so big that you get lost in them. Chances are excellent. You have a sense of where to find ideal buyers and more like them, right? So I just help you accelerate that process. So once we get some ideal buyers, new cash coming in the door that you're like, yep, this package turns out my silver package and my gold package are working super well. My bronze package, I don't really like it. I need to tweak it. So you tweak it. But now you've got new cash coming in the door and your confidence goes up that this is going to work. We can start accelerating, moving low value work off of your client roster and out of your business. We do this in a way that is fair, that is respectful. It can be both difficult and good for your clients. Some of your clients probably have an unhealthy attachment to you where they're not getting great service and it kind of sucks for them, but they don't know where else to go. And if you can help them get pointed in the right direction, get something that's better for them, it is better for them. If you're human, you've probably been in a relationship where you're like, this isn't good for me, but I'm having a hard time breaking up with this guy. That's the situation. It's not good for you. It's not good for them. Right? We need to move that out of your business so that you have time and attention for your best clients. So that is 10 steps inside CPA Mastermind. Those are the pieces that you need to build a strong foundation for your business. If you don't have those pieces as a foundation for your business, as you go up, it's going to be like a Jenga tower with pieces missing. It's going to start to get wobbly. And you're going to start to kind of like coddle it and MacGyver it so it doesn't tip over. You're going to put a lot of energy into propping it up. But if we build a solid foundation, it's not the sexiest stuff like the automation that's all bells and whistles. It's not the sexiest, but it's a solid foundation. And you can build a more solid business and you can scale it taller and with less effort if you take the time to build the foundation right the first time. So when you go through CPA Mastermind and you go through these 10 steps, you will bring in great fit clients much more easily. Your phone will stop ringing with tire kickers or the ones calling from the car dealership. You will bring in more high margin work. You will make more money with less effort. It will be much easier for you then to improve your systems, which will start getting you time back, which will help you see where you can improve your communications, which will help you increase the value you provide, which will help you or enable you to increase your prices because you've provided more value and you'll increase those prices with more confidence, which means you, again, make more money with less effort. And you step into this virtuous cycle of better clients, doing better work for them, making more money with less effort and less time, and you have fewer clients calling you from the car dealership and interrupting your day asking you where their return is. Here's how it works. If you're interested, get on the interest list. You can do that at shethinksbigcoaching.com/interest. Once you're on the interest list, you will stay up to date about when early registration is open, the application process, and you will get reminded to get your application in. You will also get access to special bonuses and trainings that people who are not on the interest list will not get. Early registration is from August 11th to August 13th. If you know for sure that you want to be in the first round of CPA Mastermind, get on the interest list so that you can apply early. There is an application process because I want to make sure that you're a great fit for this program and that this program is a great fit for you. I only work in win-win situations. I don't want money from people for whom I cannot provide value. So there's an application process to make sure that it is a great fit in both directions. If you know for sure you want to be in this round of CPA Mastermind, get on the interest list and prepare to submit your application between August 11th and August 13th. I also am a strong believer in guaranteeing. I guarantee that if you go through CPA Mastermind, you will put your business on a path that is right for you. There is no single right path. I've worked with dozens of CPAs, and there's not a single right path. Each one of them creates a business that is different from the other, but it is right for them. I guarantee you that we will get your business on the path that is right for you. How do we do this? Let me tell you what's included, because it is leaps and bounds better than anything else that is out there, and I've designed it to be the best program for solo CPAs who want to run an easier, more profitable business so that they can get their time and their life back. In order to guarantee that we will get your business on the right path, here's what's included: unlimited private one-on-one coaching with certified trained coaches, unlimited direct message coaching in our Slack channel, weekly office hours by me where you can sit in and listen to questions that are being asked and ask your own questions, weekly training sessions by my certified coaches on all kinds of topics that apply to you, everything from workplace dynamics to challenging clients to money mindset to time management, all the things that you bump into, I've created trainings around so that you can lower that hurdle for yourself. And if there's a training that you wanted to catch, but you are otherwise occupied, you can catch any and all of the trainings on the private podcast feed so that you can listen on the go. You also get your own customized master checklist with all the steps, the small steps, the incremental steps that you need to take in order to make these changes. I make it bite size so that we can eat the elephant one bite at a time. You don't get lost and caught spinning. We also have hot seats by request. So if you are facing a challenge that you can't get help with from any of the other avenues, you request a hot seat and we can leverage the power of the intellect in the group to help you get your question answered. And you get the knowledge sharing and the accountability that come from participating in a small group of forward-thinking CPAs. Inside CPA Mastermind, there is support and coaching in all kinds of ways from all kinds of directions so that you can take advantage of the learning and get coached in the way that works for you. Some people love group interaction. Other people just want one-on-one. That's great. You pick what works for you. It's designed so that there is a buffet of coaching options, and you choose what you like, you choose what is going to make the difference in your business. But it's all available, and it's all one price. It is $7,500 for the foundations phase, phase one of Mastermind. If you're wondering what happens next, there are subsequent phases of CPA Mastermind. You can see all of this at shethinksbigcoaching.com/CPA-mastermind. The link is in the show notes. If you want to start with phase one only, the foundations piece, it's $7,500. It's designed to take you about 4 months, but you have up to a year. If you want it to take 2 months, great. It's better for you. You can move on to phase two when you're done. So if you don't want to do another year that feels like the last three that you have gone through, go to my website, check out CPA Mastermind. Get yourself on the interest list so that you can be notified when registration is open, when you can send in your application. There are business owners out there, real estate investors out there. There are coaches out there. There are physicians out there. There are dentists out there. There are general contractors out there who need your guidance and your expertise. And they're out there down by the 80-yard line. They're just waiting for you. I can see them because I talk to them and they tell me how much help they need when it comes to the financials in their business and how they're not getting it from their person. I know how much value there is that you can create when we go through these steps: niching, pricing, packaging your services, determining who your ideal buyer is, and figuring out your strategy to get from A to B. And I know that CPA Mastermind will get you there. I know that you didn't get a master's in taxation to do W-2s. You have more game to bring, so bring it. You can see all of this at shethinksbigcoaching.com/CPA Mastermind, and I will see you on the inside. That's it from me. Have a great week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.